communication. Words are symbols of our life together. May I suggest a basic vocabulary for fellowship in mission? Love, willing only good to all men for God's sake. Acceptance, relating to all persons as persons of worth created by God and loved by Him. Forgiveness, refusing to feel resentment for wrong. To be sure to be done wrong by someone who knows right is hellish. But by God's grace, we can and we must forgive. For our brother's sake, for the sake of our own souls, but most of all, for God's sake. Integrity. Acting with honesty toward all men, letting your yes mean yes and your no mean no. And finally, gentleness. Responding to others with kindness and consideration. I warn you, as I warn myself and my colleagues, that it is quite possible to keep the minutiae of the law and the gospel and still be totally unredeemed in our relationships with our brothers and our sisters with whom we labor. You differ in ability, but not in worth, in power, but not in usefulness, in realization, but not in possibility. Go in fellowship with one another for God. Finally, go to work. I have no positions to offer you, only tasks. No grand titles, only functions. Not leisure, but sweat and tears. No wealth, but the ever-pressing problem of man's need. There's work to be done. Luke reminds us that Jesus set his face steadfastly to go to Jerusalem, and in his going, he accomplished his work. According to some manuscripts, the Johannine Christ says, "I must work the works of him who sent me." But others read, quite significantly, I think, "We must work the works of him who sent us." Go as proclaimers of truth to all men. The answer to Pilate's question is within our experience. The gospel is the truth that God cares for man and has demonstrated this love in the person of our Lord. Go as practitioners of love. Make the gospel believable by living it in your own lives. Unfailing goodwill needs no defense. A cup of cold water, a soft answer, going the second mile, all reflect the presence of God. But remember, the burden of credibility is yours. Go as servants. The lost, the forgotten, the unlovely, the lonely need you and your ministry. Our Lord came not to be served, but to serve. Can we, his followers, arrogate to ourselves a higher or an easier calling than his? I see no easy road ahead, but I do see a good one. It leads from this place, and only God knows where it goes. But each of you will find its end in time and in God's grace. Go in fellowship. Go to work. go with God. Amen. Eternal God, who art able to do more than we ask or think, be with us as we go from this place today. Inspire in each of us a sense of thy presence and a love for all of thy people. Be with us on the way as light to guide us, as power to sustain us, that we may be intelligent,
courageous, Christ-like servants. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.